CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Cuffmore?
Aba shoba na babalu.
He's an actor. A film director.
Say hello to my little friend!
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in this piece!
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a.
Mina ni acha sika sing chen gus promela na magenge ka sishno msanje sibele sishela abantwana basikazi ama friends. Hello nice, shapi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Professor Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Hey, happy Wednesday, and I know that it's your favorite week, day of the week, and you hang out with me, Kagmo, and the show is called Unleashed on CliffCentral.com, and every Wednesday is from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m., so all you got to do is just tune in, or you can go to CliffCentral.com, or you can also just download the podcast from CliffCentral.com, and on our show every week, we bring out the topics that people don't want to talk about in their relationships, We talk about the stuff that people don't want to talk about in their relationships, and we encourage that you guys start having these conversations. So, as usual, that we always have a guest on studio, and, a celebrity guest, and he's going to hang out with us and hash out these things for us. So, grab a snack, sit tight, call a friend, lapho office-ini, hlanganisa abantu lapho, and use the free Wi-Fi. Yeah, it's free. The company pays for it, so you don't have to pay for it. Use the free Wi-Fi and hang out with us on CliffCentral.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to waste more time. I want to talk to, to our host, our co-host today. Out here's the gas.
Yeah, Boba.
Right, Ipanzula, music producer, mad pianist. I mean, this is one of the legends. This guy has worked with almost everybody that you can think of in this industry, but he also contributed so much to the industry. Ladies and gentlemen, Damo is in the house.
Yeah. Let me do it the Zulu man style.
Yeah.
A Cliff Central.
Yeah. Hey, Amadlozi, that's a Cliff Central. They're like, Gareth, what's happening?
Amadlozi, hi, English.
Yeah, Amadlozi, English. They're like, Gareth, what's happening?
Okay, let's try and twang. Hello, what's up? My name is Demo.
Yo,
how are you, ladies and gentlemen?
You can't get rid of the Zulu accent. Still there. Hello, what's up?
Yeah.
Muzulu boy. How you doing, my brother?
I'm cool. And you, brother?
I'm good.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? Last time I saw you, you were still skinny, you were with black coffee, and now you are here, man.
Yeah, man, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
And that journey continues. I started out with Shana together with Coffee and Shota.
Yeah.
I worked with Zex Bandwini, El Vovo. The late Tembe Matosa.
You've Tembe worked with Zeta, everybody.
Christos, discovered Busi, yeah. Easy to Love. Lately discovered Sanel musician. And I'm happy to have contributed, and I'm still contributing.
Ah, and the nominees are. Listen, I'm going to ask you that question. So a lot of people call you a producer.
Yeah.
They call you, one of the greatest producers in this country. They call you a musician. They call you a Khurmane timer. Is it true that, are you what people say that you are? Or maybe you see yourself as something else?
You know, it really humbles me to hear the accolades, you know, people calling me all those things, giving me all those titles. But I've never really regarded myself as a celebrity or whatever, you know. To me, it's just a God-given gift, and I continue doing what I was sent on earth for.
That's who you say you are.
Yeah,
you are a man who's sent by God on earth to serve a purpose.
Yeah,
outside.
I think I've assisted a lot of artists, and I see a trend, you know. I've noticed that I'm getting all these inboxes. People really believe that I can change their lives, and I'm like, oh yeah, so it means I've been an A&R all my life.
Exactly, yeah.
So I am only discovering now that it's I've been doing A&R. So yesterday one guy asked me, so Demo, what do you wanna be known for? Because now you wear all these different hats.
Exactly.
I'm like, it was a very difficult question to answer. But I'm a producer. I'm at home when I produce, and writing songs. You know, it's something that comes naturally.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's good to wear many hats. And I say to people, we are creatives.
Yeah, Boba.
You know, and with creatives, you cannot box us.
Yeah.
Who's fucking into one, and then you just say, no, Demo is just a producer.
Yeah.
But here's one thing that people don't know that I know.
Yeah.
You are a mad pianist. Like, you kill the piano.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, between Don Laga and yourself, who do you think is the best?
Of course, Demo. They've been there before us.
I know that they've
been there. And he's a mad producer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this time around, I'm going to have to be selfish.
Exactly. Because it was a simple question that needs a simple. It's the Ma. The Ma is the mad pianist. Yeah. It's the mad pianist. And you know, you've worked with Lebo Mathosa, you worked with Thembi Seete, Thembi Seete.
Yeah.
You know, Busi. Yeah. Who do you think is the sexiest? I see you start playing with your ring.
I guess the lady that I'm married to is the most beautiful, the most sexiest woman I've ever seen. I love guys like you.
You know, guys like you just give the right answer.
Yeah.
So, Demo.
Yeah, Bob.
Let's say the wife is not here. Yeah. Okay. Who did you enjoy working with the most? Busi, Thembi Seete, Lebo Mathosa. Look, Busi. I can make this easier for you.
Busi.
Yeah, okay, Busi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though the friendship and relationship somehow did not end very well.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed every moment working with Busi, because it's a dream that I saw.
Yeah.
Which this person has this dream.
And it can work.
And she trusted me, Uguti, this guy can make this dream come true.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good. And you know, a lot of people tend to take things personal.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just business.
It's just business.
You know, or noma singahlukana silwa.
Yeah.
But we were fighting via business and not via personal issues.
It can never take away the love and the appreciation, you know,
that you have for her as an artist.
Yeah.
And maybe the people need to get that right.
Yeah, Buba.
Emma Chiteni, you worked with Zex, you worked with Black Coffee, Tira, Big Nazi.
Yeah.
Which Big Nas song did you produce?
Because
I was a huge fan.
I did not produce a song for Big Nas, but it was a matter of mixing here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. But I've worked with guys individually. I've worked with Mambinja on one of my songs from my first album. Mm-hmm. He called me Demolition Man.
Because you are. Because you are.
But let me be honest. Yeah. We were stealing that feature because he hadn't spoken to his boss.
Well, Tira, now you know.
Yeah.
Now you know. Isn't the thing again?
It was very difficult for me to release that song because now I had to get permission.
But now he's his own boss. He's his own boss.
Yeah, he is.
You know, so he doesn't need to get permission or anything.
Of course.
So who did you enjoy working with?
You mean like the guys?
For the guys, Zakes, Black Coffee, Tira, Pignas.
We can just group Black Coffee and Short and just say Shana.
Hey, and there was also Short of it.
Shana, do you know Shana? Shana Izale abantabaning in the industry.
Yeah.
Because through me, then you had Boosie.
Yeah.
You had most of the Shana hits.
You had Shota.
Yeah. And then you had Shota. Through Shota, you had Pumeza, Pila. Do you remember Pila?
I remember.
Through Shota, we now have Zanu. You know, and then through Black Coffee, you had Tulo the song.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And through Tulo, then you've got the guys that play the drums, man.
Oh, Pantula, you have.
Yeah, your African roots, your those guys.
Yeah. The influence.
Yeah, exactly.
You have guys like about Black Motion and stuff. Like
through Black Motion. Yeah,
through influence and the sound, you know. So I think, man, Shana really contributed, especially generally like, to Afro House.
Because
when we were doing it back in that day and they used to say, you guys are doing regional music, you're sounding too regional.
Yeah.
And we really failed to get ourselves a record deal. So hence we started our labels.
Yeah. This is crazy. We're hanging out with Demo, you know, mad producer, musician, father, husband
to an uncle,
you know, husband to a very sexy lady that he's talking about. And, you know, we are creatives and we might just get lost in just us talking about the music industry and stuff. Yeah. But I'm going to talk more with Udemo about, you know, just the music industry. But let me introduce the, you know, today's topic because, we always have an interesting topic.
Yeah.
You know, on this show and, you know, where we just want to talk about relationships. Now, the biggest thing in relationship, you know, people can say communication and whatever, but there's sex, right?
Yeah.
And in sex, then there's orgasms.
Oh, my God.
And today we are talking about orgasms.
Manje,
you know, this is Cliff Central. You can just say anything you want. Whatever it is that you want to talk about. Now we're getting naughty.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about orgasms. Is it a good thing for you to fake your orgasms? And I know, ladies, you are famous for this. But the question is it a good thing for you to fake an orgasm? Or is it not? We'll discuss it just now, and I want you guys to send me your voice notes. And you know the number is 078-540-4313. Send me your voice notes on WhatsApp. It's 078-540-4313. And let me know, what do you think? Is it a good thing to fake an orgasm? Does it boost your man's ego, especially from the ladies?
Yeah.
Or as the outie, because we can also fake. And ladies, you know, they don't realize that men can fake this too, right?
Yeah, I think futhi singabo master.
Yeah. We're hanging out with Demo, and we're going to have a chat with him about orgasms right after this. CliffCentral.com. All right, you're still hanging out with me, Kahmo, on CliffCentral.com, and the show is called Unleashed, and every Wednesday it's 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. And, you know, we hash out all the issues that you guys want to talk about in your relationships. And I'm not flying solo.
Yeah.
I am with Demo, you know, mad producer, mad pianist, all in one. And we are hashing out these issues, you know, and we want to talk about orgasms. Mbinch.
Yeah, wola, wola, baba.
I sing in la gulento yama orgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Have so it's simple, right? Firstly, what is the definition of an orgasm according to you? Your orgasm.
Yeah, the orgasm ngesiZulu nje.
Yeah.
The definition of orgasm ukuthi ngesiZulu lapho suku sufika khona kuvuthondaba.
Yeah. La kuvuthondaba. Ufikile eLimpopo. Yeah.
Ehhe. Ilapho usuku sufika kulento vele ubufuna ukufika kuyona.
Yeah.
Ngathi uqale. Lobo bumnandi lobo.
Yeah.
Ongeke ukwazi ukubuchaza.
Ubuthi.
Futhi ongeke ukwazi ukubona ngamehlo.
Yeah.
Yabo. Yeah, well.
And so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've reached where you were supposed to reach.
Yeah.
And where you've started.
Destination.
Destination. Yes. So an orgasm is the final destination.
Exactly.
How important is this orgasm?
It's very important.
Yeah.
The orgasm. It's important in a way, Wuti. It makes the world go round. It's not money.
Yeah, it's the orgasm. Yeah,
because of the orgasm,
yeah,
a man will break rules.
Yeah.
A man will work hard.
Yeah.
A man will do anything,
yeah,
to make money so that he can make sure with the female uyathamba,
yeah,
become softer,
yeah,
so that he will have his way
with her
to reach that destination.
To reach the destination.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, you know, one person once said, Wuti, you know, if you don't reach the destination,
yeah,
then it means, Wuti, the whole process of starting was just useless.
It was just useless. And now, if as a man, if you are that guy,
yeah,
that really does not do research, because Baba Pelama, you can't be doing one and the same,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
You know, umamuzo hamba.
Who is when I told
abanye ngaphandle, wena ulogo shine one all the time.
Yeah,
bakhona abanye abazomhalisela ngaphandle ulimale baba. So you need to make sure what you do your research all the time, you know,
yeah,
you upgrade.
You upgrade.
You upgrade the information. Uguze ufike kwi destination ngendlela ezidifferent.
Let's break these destinations. There's,
yeah,
there's a destination for men. There's a destination for women.
Of course.
Now I want to talk about, because obviously you can't really indulge
on behalf of
the ladies. But
yeah,
my question is, as a man, because
yeah,
this is an opportunity to for us to educate.
Yeah.
Right. Are all orgasms the same for a man?
For a man.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you like, I've reached, you know, the destination, but it's maybe not the same.
In terms of the journey.
Yeah.
The journey.
Yeah.
Towards destination. Yeah.
Yeah. Look,
you know, on how you got there.
There's ways of you want to make coffee.
Yeah.
Some people start with the ingredients, then the
yeah,
water. Some people start with the water,
of
then
course,
the ingredients, right?
Yeah.
And so my question is, are all orgasms the same?
Yeah, no. Nothing is the same. They are not the same.
Yeah.
It depends on a person's health sometimes.
Yeah.
It also depends on your mental state.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, I think this thing is about, what's up here?
Yeah,
Gondwin, and it depends on how do you play udlala kanjani. Yes,
uh-huh,
that's also very important.
Yeah, because I want to start from a man's perspective first.
Yeah,
you know, from a man's perspective first, and then deal with it from a woman's perspective.
Yeah,
so. It's crucial to udlaliswa kanjani.
Yep.
Because then some men can say, mara mang lapa.
Yeah.
Ngathi kugrand.
Yeah.
Mara mang lapa ngathi kugrand. Or a man can say, you know, on Tuesday with the same person.
Yeah.
It was different than what I had on Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a mental thing?
It is a mental thing, or maybe you are just too lucky to have a lady that really cares about this situation.
Yeah.
Because if Lena ingekho right, you know, there's no home, there's no marriage, awukho lo mshado.
Yeah.
It's very important. Hambe ekhaya baba uyothola imbiza. Do you know ukuthi zingaki izindlu, ningaki imizi emiswe imbiza?
Such a Zulu man. Yeah, imiswe imbiza.
No, uhambo obheda.
Yazi le imbiza lezi, man. We would be having them if they all tasted like cold drink. You know, ziyababa lezi.
Ilayisebenza khona.
Awuzeke. Nangu daki. Yeah, uma ibaba iyasebenza.
Yes, fine.
Uma yuzisa ubhlungu iyasebenza.
You know, there's this new disease called ushukela.
Yeah.
Isifo esisha lesi.
Yeah, esisha
ngisi. Asizazi lesi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to Maskandi. I recently fell in love with Maskandi.
Yeah.
I'm listening to this song and then yeah, I should say, It's like a convo between ugogo nengane uthe mntanami mina nive nini nhlanhla yabo ngoba leso seni sifo asibulali kakhulu njengalesi esisha lesi sika sugar
yabo.
So if you have the sugar disease, the diabetes, then you are in trouble, because your manhood is not gonna get stronger. It's gonna be weaker, and then you can't really please umama. So we must also, as men, we must also take into consideration the female orgasm.
Yeah, no. I'll get to that. And because you see, the thing is, when people talk about orgasms, they normally think woman.
Yeah.
They don't think man.
Yeah.
Right? And I mean, we need to orgasm as well.
Yeah.
Because orgasm is, in your definition, reaching the final destination. So here's my question to you. Yeah. Do you ever feel like you know your partner, do you feel the pressure to get your partner to the final destination? Now, as a man.
As a young man, I did not. But as a man now, I sometimes do.
Yeah.
I do feel the pressure, you know. And I think, you know, the pressure is like, if I can't make my woman reach that destination, and then it means I have failed.
You look like it. Like,
I'm not satisfied.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
Ngesizulu bazothi akanganelisi. So it's more like you have failed as a man.
Yeah. But look, I mean, you've been married how many years now?
It's still very new.
Yeah, okay. Is it still very new?
I got married in 2016.
Okay, but you've been with her for a while.
For over 5 years.
Yeah, so 5 years is a very long time.
Yeah.
Do you feel the pressure every single time? Because sometimes there's quickies. Do you feel pressured when she doesn't?
No, not at all. It's just in Joguti, I would wanna make it my priority to make sure that my woman is happy, because I'm closing all the angles.
So my question is, when she doesn't, what happens to your ego? Do you think that bruises your ego a little bit?
Not really, my man, because Mina, I am the real deal.
We as full nail, little more.
No, I can solo my party.
Because you're the real deal. But my question is, do you feel bad, or do you feel, I mean, and let's talk the moment.
Yeah.
Don't think about after, while you've processed it, and after we are born with Nayu Hebu, right? And just like Kaya, you know. I want to talk about that moment.
Yeah.
Yakala ingoma gaze expandini.
Yeah. Basically, crack.
Ikali.
Yeah.
Ikali. It's 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Before he Ati, oh man. Yeah. Now, we should tell, oh man.
My question
is, do you feel bad?
I think a lot of guys do have that problem sometimes, you know. Of course, you would feel bad, but, you know, with your partner, you are in love, niyathandana. Sometimes you will just laugh it off.
Yeah. So what? And look, this is a very difficult question.
Yeah.
You may choose to answer it or not, but you know they would really like you to answer it.
Yeah.
You know, Wuti, what do you do to make sure that your partner gets to the final destination?
Yeah, kuhle ngoba you started by reading me my rights.
Yeah. No, so you know what? Because you said you are the real deal.
Yeah, so let's not personalize it. Let's rather ask it this way.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah. Or what would
could be done by a guy in need?
Demo, you should be a politician. I tell you, you should be a politician. All right, let's ask it your way. What do you think a guy should do to ensure that the partner gets to the final destination?
Let me describe it like this,
brother. Yeah.
Everything in life.
Yeah.
I always say this to my artists as well.
Yeah.
When we're writing songs, everything is more like writing a short story.
Yeah.
You know? There's an introduction. There's the body.
Yeah.
There's the climax.
Yeah.
Then ending.
Okay.
Yeah, understand?
Yeah.
So, ungabi inkukhu. You know, it's very important that, you know, you set the tone.
Introduction.
You set the mood.
Introduction.
Yes,
let's deal with step by step. Introduction.
Introduction.
Yeah.
You set the tone. It could be the room that you're in.
Uh-huh.
How it's dressed up.
Yeah.
You know, so if candles. You want to be a romantic guy, do it the Ngamla way, then you'd have candles.
Okay.
Then you have your wine, or if she drinks wine.
Yeah. The music,
you know, love songs.
Yeah.
And as your woman, you know what really
makes it tick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the talk.
Yeah.
You know, the way you talk.
Yeah.
And then really get her home.
So this is like the intro message. The intro. Yeah.
Introduction.
No. And I also, you see, I like the fact that you're saying this.
Yeah.
This is the English way. Which is the Zulu way.
Yeah. And then you say, down to her sexy number because now she's going with the flow.
Singena kubhoti manje.
Usungenile ke lapho uyambamba bamba umama kahle umtshela ama sweet nothing.
Yeah.
Yabo umbamba bamba umcabuza umhlebezela umthinte endaweni ezizomenza naye.
Ajabule. Ehhe.
Then bese uyaqala kumcimbi. Yabo
ibhoti.
Sekuyibhoti ke.
Okay. Yeah.
Yabona ke. Usuyashaya ke nje usuyashaya awujahe ndawo.
Siyacela. Awujahe
ndawo. Ndawo. Ayi nje kahle nje kwethu. Yabona ukhumbula amagama lezi ngoma zangama 90s when we were young.
Yeah.
Yabo lithi nice and slow.
Yeah.
Taking it
nice
easy.
Slow. Yeah.
We're not rushing anywhere.
Yeah.
Umshayashaye nje umama umshaye uyazi azi futhi indawo ezimthinta kahle. Phela sekuwumuntu
wakho.
Lezi nto ekuthiwa aboma G-Spot.
Uma ungazazi,
akakabi yena wakho.
Umtshontshi.
Uthi kumphenduphendula nje umama umphenduphendule yabo.
Bese afike ku climax.
Bese kuyimake ke sekuyagijimeka ke bese yafika ke ku climax.
Yeah.
We understand.
Yeah.
And ke mhlambe ke insizwe ezinye zangakithi ke they do not do this yabo.
Yeah.
But I would love to encourage Uguti. Sometimes you cuddle.
That's the ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be with the woman, umjene futhi umthanda kangakanani and all this.
My tell you ngiyashisa lento yokukhandla le umuntu ajuluka la kuyashisa.
Akazi ke fethu ukuthi noma mhlambe nisemkhukhwini yini. So la i room uyiprepareile. So ngiya summarize nje
futhi ngiyithatha
ngiyikhaphezulu.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're hanging out with Dambo and he's giving us tips on how to umshaye kanjani nje. Mama, uthi nje ozo azajabule.
Awu, ngingasachazanga ukuthi ke ibaphi ama position.
Awe, ayasayinga. We hang out with Damo and we're talking about orgasms.
Yeah.
Is it a good thing for you to, you know, to fake an orgasm, and how important is an orgasm in a relationship? You can send us your voice notes, and you know the number to send it to, 078 5404313 and send us your voice notes, and we want to hear what you had to say. Your voice notes coming up next.
Hi, Tatis, it's Dumi.
And Lucia here.
Yo, girl, come on, man.
Girl, I think this is a definitely yes. Like, there's no way you uzomiya kumntanabantu aphezu kwakho.
Yo, lapho ubiza umama, omkhulu, amadlozi.
Amadlozi,
uthi ujesu. Uthi lo muntu lo, serious. And the worst part is men can't even tell the difference in the state. Like, they can't tell a difference of Tomazania fake, like never.
That's the worst part about it. Ukuthi now the more ufake, even more naye
aphike. And I think every single girl has probably gone through this, like at some point where you're thinking, kwenzakalani, like Thixo izawuphela nini lento.
Oh my God.
Make a man happy. And yeah, into account ayo anyway.
So definitely fake it.
But senza njani? But senza njani? What's your take on this? I mean, this is Dumi and Thandi. What's your take on this?
Dumi no Thandi, why? Ni stoti gamnand.
Yeah,
sometimes I'm like, about fake it until you make it.
Yeah.
So I think it's good if your woman fakes it.
Yeah.
Ngama intentions are good. Uguti. It's more like building the relationship.
Yeah.
Now, if she must also guide you.
Yeah.
She can never really depend on faking it. She must always guide you. Okay, Baba.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. People don't talk in relationships.
Exactly.
Right?
I remember when I was young. Cecily legal. This one lady was like, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
You are the first man to make me reach this destination. I was like, Gempel. All this time, Bengas.
And
I really, really believed it. So, I don't know whether she was faking it. Like they saying, you can't really, really see what they faking.
Actually, men can. And I think that's one thing that women take for, you know, they take very
for granted.
Light. A man can tell when you're faking it, and even when they're talking about, you know, during the journey to the destination, we can tell with the movement. We can tell with how you moan and how I move.
Yeah.
And if I'm moving and when you moan after the move, off key.
Off key.
I was like, as a producer, if you are off key, if Letkulai is off key, I can tell that, no.
Yeah, so I'm coming in my tenge. My say da da da.
Yeah. Personality la.
Yeah, schooling so good to show la la.
Yeah, when you la la, when you show la.
Yeah,
see, I've what you're faking.
Exactly, as most of Kuluma, you know, I think you're right. You know, it's also about the feeling, you know, like we am feel mundu enbambene nae. Emotionally, you're going through these emotions.
If you're in the same song,
like you flow and pela, let's not forget that this thing is very spiritual.
Yes.
Let's also not forget that, you know, these are two souls getting together, joining together, you know.
Yeah.
And especially if this person is a soulmate, like, there's no way that you can't really, really feel good. I imagine omunye use off key, a sapalanza.
Do you think women go out of their way? Because this orgasm thing is always made to be anti. It's our job as men.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why maybe there's so much pressure on us.
Mm.
Do you think women go out of their way to help us reach that orgasm? Or by touching Jahuti, I love Anje, but I would text the driver by a fear. It doesn't matter what Gwenzana, but he's going to get it. Do they think, maybe a lot of women think that when you as a man just come, you know, it's normal, you must just come.
Yeah.
But there's different types of come. Do you think women go out of their way to understand our level of orgasms.
No. A select few.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think a person who will fake orgasm would rather, I think ngaba umuntu that really wants you to just finish and
yeah,
and get over and done with that. With that thing, so maybe there's no love there, or maybe you send it in day one and then she just wants an end to that thing.
Yeah,
well, I don't really encourage this thing.
then
you fake, like, I don't really
know.
Really.
But now we're talking about us. Do you think women actually take the time to understand that men have different levels of reaching the destination?
No. They don't.
What would your advice be?
It's quite tricky. I think my advice, Mina, I think partner to partner, couple to couple, I think it's advisable, Guti, you really get to understand each other, unless it's just a wham bam kind of vibe.
But
Mundu wakho, and you even planning to get married to that person, it would be bad to kushada nomuntu ongamfili where you have to fake orgasm. It's advisable ukuthi nikhulume ngale zinto and understand each other's bodies. Sometimes I'm as a man, sometimes I don't feel like.
Yeah.
You know.
But here's the thing. I once heard a guy.
Yeah.
Ati, you know, Tina, we get judged. You know, actually, at Magahambile, when they're on the road, you know, usambona hlama peanuts.
Yeah.
At no mangfie ekhaya ngifuna ukuthi ngifike ngi right.
Ngi strong.
You know what I mean? But at you know, he went somewhere else first. Mm. You know? Mm. And in the very same day.
Yeah.
So you know ukuthi the understanding is that the levels of viscosity, you know, it's going to be different if as round by round.
Yeah.
But he started somewhere.
Why uchale uchale
uchale futhi ekhaya.
Yeah.
You know, uchale ekhaya, started at home, and then when he went to the other side, ati the flow was even better. Was much better than this side. And where he spent a lot of time at home, and mithe maramageza ngapha, it was different.
Angithi ngalana mfethu udli rubbish all the time.
Yeah. Ngapha ikabish namatamo.
Ngalani rubbish namatamo.
Yeah.
So it's still exciting ngala because he's not used to that.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's where he really needs to work with mental state.
Yeah.
I understand that this is my partner for life. So she, membera, she must always be sexy.
Yeah.
If that thing is fading away, he needs to make sure Guti, they work on that it. Thing, you know.
Yeah.
Speak about it.
Yeah.
As one has ngikuthanda mina mawugqokingubo kanje, ngikuthanda mawenza kanje, naye akutshele. Because as much as now you're looking at her, you think she's no longer sexy, she's also looking at you like
she's
that.
Thinking with the outback,
you know? Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But man communicator, then you will still get this excitement if you talk about things with your wife.
So this is not just a lesson for men, but it's also a lesson for women.
Yes.
That if you really want, you know, your man to reach a higher level of orgasms, you need to start monitoring.
Stay sexy.
We get that, but we're saying start monitoring the levels in which your person reaches the final destination.
Yes,
Because in a kichimi marathon, I can end strong, or I can end weak, or I can end Saint Teresa Langiwe, but still cross the finish line.
Of course, when's so when's the line? You figure you we finish line.
Yeah,
abe hepu mama.
Yeah,
and then ngala. It's very exciting. Utungena nje upopi usuke sekhuluma nge sekhonkotha ngenye indlela. You understand?
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen ngala.
Yeah,
ngalana you need motivation ngala. Ngalana nje ukumbuka kwakho nje.
This is an interesting thing. This is an interesting and what I like about it is that it's really pushed a level of education from both sides and also, you know, for men and for women.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. I think now I've learned some lessons here.
Here's another thing that you know, maybe sometimes your woman just thinks, "Uthi, hey, ubaba akacedi man."
Yeah.
Is that a good reason for women to start faking it? So that, you know, it can just happen.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's a reason.
Yeah.
Usuka khathele nje ukuthi hey akaqedile man lo.
Akaqedile. Yeah.
Yeah, ngoba ubaba sometimes abanye uthi ngoba songishadile wakhipha inkomo yabo.
Yeah.
And I have to give it to you. No maginga feel like.
Yeah, isikoloto le.
Yeah. Mhlambe no baba nje usevele wathi akube njalo. Hey, awungitshele, did you see khona enye video done by the other guy, a comedian. He's talking about Zulu guys, but I think mostly African guys.
We hang out with the crazy demo, and he says that he's matured, but I don't think so. Still the same so demo.
Much, brother. Yeah. I think sometimes guys don't really want to explore.
Yeah.
Things.
Listen, we hang out with the more crazy now comedian, I must say, now comedian, because of all these things that he's saying, we're talking about orgasms. You know, how important are they in your relationship? You know, is it a good thing for you to fake it or is it not? We're asking you guys to send us your voice notes, but we're also running out of time. So, Demo, aske siyeke lamandaba zama orgasm kancane. I wanna go back to the music.
Yeah.
Where do you think the music is going in this country?
I think music nje in general, and then ikakhulukazi in this country.
Yeah.
Somehow I feel like we're losing the plot. Like, I long for well written lyrics.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because sometimes we're all chasing that hit song.
Yeah.
Something easy for the people just to get a hit song and make a lot of money. So I think it's where we really need to fix. And I think in our music, we no longer speak about social issues.
Yeah.
You know, and whereas music could be the voice for
the people. Yeah, all the time. In our songs. Yeah.
Sikhuluma ngomdabulo, sikhuluma ngabafazi, sikhuluma
ngomjalo. Yeah.
Yabona, siyachomelana kunemali engaka in well, those things are good, but I don't think it's all the time. Like it almost ends up like you're listening to one song.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah. One guy changes the game.
Yeah.
And then we all follow it. We do the same thing. You know, there's no longer that creativity.
Yeah.
I think those are the things we need to fix. But in general, I think it's exciting times because music is, the opportunities have opened up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
big time.
Yeah.
And what are your thoughts on the summers? Because I know musicians, all of them, every year there's something that they're going to say about the summers.
I run a record label called Demo Music Entertainment.
Yeah.
And I happen to sit on some of the summer committees.
Yeah.
And I only started last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And while sitting on these committees, I realized the problems that the summer people and Namoriza face.
Yeah.
you know, and I think more communication with the record labels and then from record labels to artists.
Yeah.
If kuna communication A1, then the state of the summers would change for the better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm.
And so now, isn't that conflict of interest when you got, I mean, you're a musician, you're releasing music and you also sit on those. What, don't people complain then?
Risa represents the record labels.
Uh-huh.
And I own a record label, Demo yeah. Music.
Yeah.
So Risa is made out of record labels.
Yeah.
Even the people that are on the boards, you know, you get people from the independent labels, then you get people from the major record labels.
Yeah.
I think mina it's a milestone leritwe Risa now ukuthi they also recognize us as
yeah.
Indies
as, yeah.
because we have really, really contributed and we are changing the game.
Of course. Because everybody's trying to go independent.
We understand it is our duty to be represented there
yeah.
so that we can be able to make sure what is says umehluko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all those things are okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your latest music.
I have an album called The Put On.
Yeah.
The Put On is what it is. I am putting guys on. I realized that a lot of people trust me with their talent and they would want me to be a part of Igeniabo.
Yeah.
So I decided to come up with this thing, either put on. This is the first one. There's going to be a series like 1, 2, 3, blah, 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 your celebration.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought I was thinking of Kelly, first episode, closet. Okay, yeah. Okay, so this is like a series of it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can do that.
You could.
Yeah.
You could.
I was the one that really pushed Busi to sing You Turn Me On. And when we sort of followed that trend with her brand, and it worked
and
well.
It worked, yeah.
And I was like, you know what, Mama? You must get on stage, Lapa, and really, really turn these men on.
Yeah. Because sex sells.
Yeah. And then on the other hand, just to compliment that, let's be about women.
Yeah.
Issues, you're standing for women's rights,
yeah, girl
so you
power.
Balance.
Girl power.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have this album, I feature different artists, and then we put that into an album, we release it, and then if we feel ukuthi we really vibing well together, then sesingakwazi ukuthi sisebenze on your project.
Individual projects from these artists.
Yeah. But for me, this put on is more like a platform.
Yeah. Because you've always been about development.
Yes, sir. I think I am at home. I never really, really wanted to be in front of stage in Kule.
Because even the days of Shana,
I'm not really comfortable with that.
You are always lacking at the back.
Yeah, we let Shota deal with that part.
Senkate.
Wait. And Coffee on drums, myself on keyboards.
Yeah.
But amongst the studio, that's where I'm home. I run things in the studio.
Yeah.
Because I can't keep quiet if I have an idea on Bonuti. Singer Shy and Lapananga, Pumi.
Demo, you must have a lot of money. You've produced so many hits. How rich are you?
No, I'm not rich. I think creatively, I am rich.
Yeah.
And business wise, I think I made a lot of mistakes where I let a lot of people run with my money.
Oh yeah.
But the stuff that I own is really worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
I made a bit of money through that Drake Black Coffee song. You know.
Superman. Yeah.
It's just a hint, Uguti. It's also very important to know the business side of things. In terms of owning your copyright, cause it has so much value.
That is so cool. Another thing, because you see, when we have this conversation, like, you know, you refer to the artist that you've produced.
Yeah.
Do you feel like people can say Demo without having to mention Demo, Ospane no Black Coffee, Ospane no, you know, Busi, Ospane no Lematos? Can people say Demo? And how do you feel about if people say Demo Law?
I think I am working on that.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I'm working on that. I'm working on really rebranding Demo.
Yeah.
Re-strategizing the way I run my label.
Yeah.
And I'm working at 10 abantu bakwazi ukuthi mabethi demo bathi demo.
Yeah. Yeah,
but back in that day, for me, it was just the fun, which would give us a studio, you know. And be behind the scenes and push artists, you know, and sort of put my branding on hold.
On hold, yeah.
But now we're working on demo, rebranding demo.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so cool, man. So where can people find you? And where can they find the music?
They can find Udemo Ngama bookings at jerryjewmedia@gmail.com. That's the guy that I work with in terms of PR and branding.
Yeah.
And then you can also email us info@demomusic.com. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
For anything, it could be bookings, it could be about business,
yeah.
And because we are also welcoming people that would like to partner with us and invest in the projects that we do.
Why not? And social media, where do we find you?
At I am Demo on Instagram. At I am Demo on Twitter.
Yeah.
Demo Sikosana on Facebook.
Yeah.
Demo Records. It's our Facebook fan page.
Ah. All right.
And you can check us out on YouTube, Demo Music TV.
Why not? Let's check out Demo and let's support proudly South African music. And I've been hanging out with talented popular producer and hit maker Demo.
Kubonga mina.
Yeah, man. It's been great. And it's good to see you, you know, after such a long time.
Yeah.
So you can catch this podcast if you didn't catch it live. Catch the podcast on cliffcentral.com. And the show is called Unleashed with myself, Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a.
So one day we must make a song together.
We'll make a song together. Yeah. Most definitely we'll make a song together. And sure. I hope that Umama Angakshayi, with everything that
you have said.
Why not? Why not? Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of the building, and you know, as we always sign off, we say, if it's not Wednesday, it is Wednesday.
Always. CliffCentral.com.